Jaguars All Access, brought to you by Fields Auto Group. Fields matters because you matter.
Live at Mellow Mushroom tonight, where the pizza is good and the beer is cold, that's for sure. A lot of people agree here this evening. Welcome to Jaguars All Access for the next half hour. Sam Kavaras and Jeff Lagerman here with you to talk all things Jaguars. It's got to be maddening to watch that game and to see what happens, because when you watch it on television and you get as close to it as most of us are, you realize this is a pretty good football team that's just not winning football games.
Well, and it was disappointing because, you know, we kept saying for the last couple of weeks that this team will stop turning the football over. They've got a great opportunity to win. And they didn't turn the ball over.
Right.
But they didn't win.
They give up those. It's always that one little thing that's making the difference.
Well, the special teams, I think, played a big factor in the ball game. And defensively, I thought they played a wonderful game, but the explosive plays were a factor. But overall, a great effort by the football team. I think offensively, they're making progress. Even if you look at the passing numbers, they weren't incredibly high. But I think they're taking steps.
Mm-hmm. And when you walk in the locker room, it doesn't feel like a losing locker room. Not that they're partying or having a good time, but it's not this, it's his fault, it's their fault, it's this. It's a lot of, we understand what's going on, and we're trying to get better.
Well, I think that's a sign of youth. And when you've got a young football team, I think it's a, you have a tendency to be able to overcome a lot of the negative emotions right after a football game, because when you're young, you know what? There's always tomorrow.
That's right. There's going to be another game. Our guest tonight is Sheldon Day. Sheldon makes it here from the defensive line of the Jaguars, listed officially at 6'1", 293, his first year out of Notre Dame, an All-American in his senior year with the Irish. Fourth round pick by the Jaguars in 2016. You can reach him at SheldonDay_91. Sheldon, welcome. It's 11 weeks into the season. This is supposedly where you're supposed to hit the wall, right? Where you're supposed to say, isn't the season supposed to be about over?
Yeah. Everybody always talks about that rookie wall, and I feel like I haven't personally hit it yet, but I know of a couple guys where it's like just kind of dragging along. But it's all about kind of leaning on your teammates and making sure that the vets keep you up, keep you high-spirited, and just continue to chase after your dreams and goals.
So yesterday was the first time probably in years that you guys went with seven active defensive linemen. And like I see the smile on your face, you're kind of excited about that.
Yeah, it just meant that more roles for more people, and we definitely stepped up to the challenge with seven guys active. That means everybody had to play a different position. Everybody had to be ready to go, and it was definitely a battle up front. We enjoyed it.
Did you have to play a lot, too,
well,
right?
Well, yeah. Seven guys, I mean, certain games you guys would even go in with nine, sometimes even 10 guys, and with Odrick being out, Avery being out, Chris Smith being out, you had only the ability to have seven active guys. Did you lobby, though, to get some time at defensive end?
I did a little bit. I'm not going to lie. You know, my Notre Dame days kind of kicked into my head playing defensive end.
That's why I'm asking, because I watched your college film now, and you were pretty good at it.
Yeah, being out there on that edge, it just opens up my mind, and sometimes I get too excited about being out there. So much space, and I don't know what to do. But overall, you know, they just try to get me in and play as much as possible.
Yesterday, certainly, the defense played very well, particularly in the first half. But let's take a look at the Baptist Health game-changing moments in this game. And let's start with, I tell you what, here's a guy I don't want to ever hit when he's healthy, and that's Chris Ivory, because when he gets going downhill, he's, as once described, a ball of muscle.
Well, he is, and this capped off a long drive, Sam, two-yard touchdown run by Chris Ivory. And Sheldon, boy, it really kind of changed the tempo when he left the offense and wasn't able to continue because of a hamstring injury. He's a heck of a football player.
I would agree. Trying to tackle him in camp was probably the worst experience I've had as a rookie. I hit him, and I felt like he hit me. Just going after him and feeling everything that he does and seeing everything that he does in practice, he's a great ball player.
That's the kind of guy you want back there, and the key is for your running backs to stay healthy.
Well, and you really needed him to play the entire ball game, because T.J. Yeldon came into that game with a questionable designation with the ankle injury, and he gutted it out, and he was able to play, but just not the same level of effectiveness as Chris Ivory early in the game.
Allen Hurns has had his ups and downs this year, but this is certainly one of the ups, where he dives into the end zone for a touchdown to give the Jaguars more hope for a victory.
Well, getting the lead, you know, 21-20, and got two great blocks out in front. Marquise Lee, Allen Robinson. Sheldon, do a great job of leading and paving the way for Allen Hurns on that touchdown run. Wide receiver's got a block, too, now.
That's true, and you can see them working every day in practice, trying to get better at blocking, getting better at their routes. So they're always working out there.
Lots of work there, obviously, by Hearns, who had dropped that ball earlier, had six drops this year compared to one last year. And the one ball that wasn't dropped was thrown by Tyrod Taylor as Justin Hunter goes up between two defenders and grabs it out of midair for what turns out to be the winning touchdown.
Yeah, this was the one where they took the 28-21 lead. And, Sheldon, I don't know about you, but when that ball was thrown by Tyrod Taylor, I said to myself, it's overthrown. Mm-hmm. And Justin Hunter, I had to actually look at my call sheet to see what his height, weight was, because I was like, that guy's got to be like 6'4", 6'5", as high as he went up to make that catch.
Yeah.
You got two guys covering him. He's listed at 6'2", but he's got some ups.
Yeah, he does, and he threw a perfectly thrown ball. There's nothing you could do about it. Both defenders were there to make a play. Those guys get paid, too, so definitely just came up with the play.
One thing that Sanderic Marks said in the locker room yesterday was that on defense, particularly on the defensive line, you guys pride yourself on being very detail-oriented.
Yeah.
Is it hard to do when you're asked to play, as Jeff said, multiple positions up front?
I wouldn't say it is. Everybody knows everybody's job up front, so that you can be interchanged in and out and making sure that you play at a high level so that it's not a drop-off. So everybody knows what everybody's doing so that we can play as one.
Now, the Bills had some explosive plays in that ball game.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to say, it wasn't on the defensive line. Okay, let's take a look at the first one here, a 75-yard run by Shady McCoy. Shady is his nickname, where he cuts back, and you got two defensive backs right there. Deshaun Gibson, great opportunity to be in the D-hole, so to speak, and make the play. But a little bad angle there, and he was able to run for 75 yards. This is the first play of the second half. I mean, you're feeling good at halftime.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you come out, and then this play happens. You probably go, what just happened?
It did happen in a flash, but we got to the sideline, made the corrections, make sure that we close down that angle and close down the space because we know he's a good back in space. So it's all about making sure that he can't get to the outside and making sure that he can't go fast.
You know, it's amazing, Sam. You take that carry out, which I know you can't do statistically speaking, but if you took that out, LeSean McCoy had 18 carries for 28 yards.
Yeah. Which is what you're looking for.
Overall,
if you look at the first half, that's exactly what it was, a very 1 yard per carry average in that first half.
And a great challenge as well with Jalen Ramsey. A great matchup, Sammy Watkins.
Absolutely. But you were able to get to Taylor on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Is getting a sack mostly effort, sometimes scheme? What is it?
It's determination, I would say. You know, you can do all these moves in practice and things like that, but it comes down to that specific moment and that specific play. So I would say it does consider some effort, but it's all about how you go and how determined you are to get to the quarterback.
How many career sacks do you have now?
Zero.
Okay, and I remember going back, I'm trying to think, you were close. Which game was it? You were close twice.
The Colts.
The Colts, yeah. Game in London.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing the frustration on your face after you had two opportunities and you didn't get it. Because, I mean, that's the holy grail for a defensive lineman.
That's true, especially for an interior defensive lineman.
And when there's five of them going around yesterday, you want a little piece of that action.
Yeah, you had to, trying to get your little finger on it so you can get a half, anything it goes. So it's kind of frustrating sometimes when you work all week, work one specific move, and you know it's going to work, and then you get that opportunity and it doesn't. So it's all about continuing to grow and grind.
As I mentioned earlier, when you walk in and you watch you guys practice, it doesn't look like a losing football team. Jeff Bradley constantly kind of harps on the fact that you guys are still focused. Yeah. The effort is still there. You agree with all that?
I definitely agree. We go out to work every single day and make sure that we can get better in some aspect. It's tough that we're losing right now, but it's adversity right now. We got to find a way to get over that hump.
And I think part of it also, when I say focus in on effort, Sam talks about effort. Specifically speaking for the defense, you guys are striving for something.
Yeah.
Striving to be known as one of the better defenses in the National Football League. Was at the bottom of the barrel, so to speak, in the National Football League last year. And this year you guys got a great opportunity to be one of the best.
Yeah, that's where we came into the season, being the top-ranked defense. And I think right now we're in the top 10, so we're just continuing to strive and pick at that until we make it to the top place.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll send Sheldon eventually into four-down territory, and Jeff will go in the film room. All that's coming up live here on Jaguars All Access.
Still to come on Jaguars All Access. Penalties were a big topic after the loss on Sunday. Jeff goes to the game tape to break down the controversial calls. Plus, we're going into four-down territory to get to know Sheldon Day off the field. But first, take a listen to safety Jonathan Ciprian, mic'd up in the Southern Four Dealers, sounds of the game.
Every week we got a game. I think it's this going to be the week.
Hey, thanks for what y'all do, man.
Thanks for what y'all do. Mr. Yeah. Official.
Happy holidays, man.
Thanks, man.
Stay healthy out there.
Thanks so much. I'll try. Thank you.
Roy! Roy! Stay low! Stay low! I love screwing out! I love screwing out!
When we were in the flat, he threw it blind because he had pressure, but the receiver tipped it. I'm running to it like this, bro. He tipped it.
Who's the line judge over here?
Bart.
Okay, well, 85 jump on that last one. Okay.
And he didn't call it.
Call, call! Sprint out, sprint out!
Revere, cross key!
Come on, man! He knows better than that! He knows better than that!
Keep it up, sis!
Yes, sir! I needed that one. Hallelujah!
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And by NFL Ticket Exchange. Buy and sell Jaguars tickets at NFL Ticket Exchange.
Next time you visit one of the five Mellow Mushroom locations right here in Jacksonville, make sure that you take a selfie with your favorite Jaguar, then post the picture on Instagram with the hashtag MellowJags. You could win two tickets to the next home game and a $100 Mellow Mushroom gift card. Welcome back to Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale for Jaguars All Access. Let's go in the film room with Jeff Loggeman and take a look. Jeff, yesterday there were such easy things to see on film about what did or didn't work for the Jaguars.
Well, one of the areas that really bothered me, Sam, was the penalties that were not called or the officiating mistakes that were made. And the NFL Senior Vice President of Officiating, his name is Dean Blandino. And when the NFL makes mistakes, they typically will come out the following week and admit these mistakes, however multiple that they are. And there were three in the game yesterday that I've got a huge problem with.
Forward progress. Let's see. The way I understand forward progress is when there's a scrum of players or a pile of players pushing a ball carrier back and then the ball comes out, then that is ruled that forward progress is stopped. Somebody tell me where forward progress is stopped. The initial person making contact is Telvin Smith, and the ball is out within a half yard of being pushed backwards. How in the world that they can rule this a dead ball, forward progress is stopped? I have no idea. And late in the fourth quarter, Allen Robinson against Stephon Gilmore. Somebody tell me how this is not interference. Look at the jersey tug. It actually pulls the momentum of Allen Robinson to where he has to hop. One, two, three. Three times. And there's two officials. Two officials right there. How do you not see this? And because you don't convert this third down, you went for it on fourth, had the delay of game, and then don't convert. You've got to be able to get a call like this to where you don't have the issue come up on fourth down. Now, after you do not convert the fourth down, you're trying to get the ball back to your offense. And the Buffalo Bills are trying to kill the clock. LeSean McCoy, on his own, steps out right there. Miles Jack touches him as he steps out of bounds. This is not college. Look at the official at the bottom. He's winding the clock. Are you kidding me? He stepped out of bounds on his own. He wasn't going backwards. Forward progress wasn't stopped. The clock should be stopped, and the Jaguars should have preserved a timeout here.
I've never been one to complain about officiating, but this Mr. Blandino, those three calls, I mean, really? Come on. And one simple fact, Sam, though, the better this team gets, the better the officiating will be because they'll be able to overcome a lot of those calls that are negative.
Exactly. You know, one thing that's interesting, Sheldon, after the game yesterday, Blake Bortles said, look, players got to play. You know, in the end, you know, you don't lean on the bounce of the ball or some call or non-call or whatever. Players got to play. You guys got to figure to overcome some of that stuff.
That's true. We came up with a saying that when your opportunity comes, you got to make a play. So it's all about when your opportunity comes and you get put in that position, you got to overcome circumstances.
I mean, look at the two wins this year. Aurelius Ben made a play.
Yeah.
Josh Johnson made a play on fourth down. And that, you know, and that's the difference between the games that you've won and the games that you haven't won.
That's very true.
And so do you guys talk about this kind of – I know Sendarek Marks talks about it a lot.
Yeah.
That you got to be ready on every play because you don't know if that's the critical play that's going to make the difference between winning or losing. You don't know when that's going to happen.
That's true. That's why you always give 100% effort on every play.
All right, very good. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll send Sheldon over to four down territory right here from Mellow Mushroom as Jaguars All Access continues.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good, and by Lexus. Come to the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
I got a deal, so I was like, man.
The Fuel Up to Play 60 program is back in 2016. Join the movement. Help make the next generation of youth the most active and healthy. Find Florida Fuel Up to Play 60 on Facebook for more information and learn how you can join the program. Time now for four down territory. Let's send Sheldon over to see Brian Jackson and find out some of the questions that you asked on social media today. Brian?
Thank you, Sam. And every week here on Jaguars All Access, you can get to know some of your players a little bit better off the field by sending us your questions on either Twitter or Instagram. And you went to Notre Dame, and you guys have so many rivals. Yeah. Last weekend was rivalry weekend. So which one is the biggest to you? Is it USC? Is it Michigan? Is it Navy? You got so many to choose from.
That's true, but I feel like it honestly depends on the type of year that the other team is having. So regardless, Michigan sucks every year to us. Regardless of who they have, what they're doing, they suck. USC has some okay years, but they're never good enough to beat us. And Navy, we have so much respect for them for what they do for our country, so they're always a good opponent.
But you really have it in for Michigan.
Yeah, we hate those guys.
Gotcha. And also, you're a big video game guy.
Yeah.
So that you have Call of Duty versus NBA 2K17. Obviously, those are two very different games. So what mood are you in for when you're playing each game?
I would want to say when I'm in a Call of Duty mode, it's more of a team spirit, trying to, you know, overcome obstacles and playing against other people. But NBA 2K, I'm LeBron. I'm Kobe. I'm trying to be that guy. In my head, I'm 6'4", 6'5", and I'm in the NBA, and I'm shooting everything. So it's all about how I feel that specific day.
You also recently visited the Humane Society and decided to adopt a dog. So what kind of dog did you adopt? And how did you know that that dog was the one for you?
So I walked around Humane Society for a long time, and I stopped at this particular gate, and her name is Gloria. She's a terrier mix, and she just had the so special eyes. And I looked at her, and she jumped on me, and we played for a long time. And I couldn't leave that place without taking her home with me, and she's just a special dog.
And last one for you. You're a defensive tackle.
Yeah.
But what's with this Skittles bag that you carry with you to away games?
So, you know, I went to Notre Dame, Fighting Irish, so I have the look of the Irish with me.
Right. Uh-oh, we got some Navy fans in here.
Okay. So Skittles, you know, they reached out to me. It's called Luck of the Irish and Taste the Rainbow. It's sort of this Ireland kind of blending thing, so I'm really trying to work with Skittles to get an opportunity to do a deal with them and things like that, so I always have Skittles on me.
So is anybody from out there from Skittles is watching, let's get this man a deal.
Yeah.
Thank you to you, Sam.
You got any Skittles on you?
I don't, Sam. No. I don't.
Did you have a pregame ritual that you, anything?
You know, I never really did.
Yeah.
No, I never really did.
Just went and got
ready
to play.
I had the same general routine, but I didn't have anything that I could break down.
You what school you hated, but I already know the answer to that.
That's easy. Virginia Tech.
All right, very good. Take a quick break. Back with the G-Series Prime Headlines right after this.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by Fields Auto Group. Fields matters because you matter.
G-Series Prime Headlines have the start of a two-game homestand this week against Denver and the following week against Minnesota. The Super Bowl champs will come into the stadium this coming Sunday, a 1 o'clock start as the G-Series Prime Headlines. Sheldon Day's been our guest. Sheldon, thanks for being here. I've always been curious. You went to Notre Dame because of the academic opportunity there. You feel like that whatever you learn there, once your football career is over, you're going to be able to put into action?
I definitely hope so. I majored in information and technology, and hopefully one day I'll get the opportunity to use that and work for Google or somebody like that.
So yeah, what's going on? I got like two or three guys back here who probably could use some help.
Yeah, I hope so.
So what's going on with Notre Dame now? Holy cow.
Well, you know, sometimes things happen, and this is one of those instances where something came out, and we're going to fight it because, you know, we have such high academic standards. I don't think it's true, so we're going to see how everything plays out.
We'll see what happens if they're going to change their coach at the end of this year. Yeah. I know you're close to him because you played for him your whole college career. Sheldon, thanks. Stay healthy. Get some sacks this week.
Thank you.
All right, Jeff, always great to spend time with you. And obviously very appreciative for you watching tonight here on Jaguars All Access. We're back next Monday after the Denver game. Have a great evening.